Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an addict. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Listen, guys, we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass. And you know what? You will not want to miss this, okay? Wait till you hear about my incredible, incredible guest. So, you know what I'm going to do? Sarandon, I got you on with me, right, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm gonna introduce you, Sarandon Emmanuel. But this is what I'm going to say because you know how I feel about you, right? one of the most soulful white boys out there. That's you. Tell everyone a little bit about you, and then we're going to tell everyone how I met you.
Absolutely. So about myself, I'm 26 years old. I've been singing since I was 2. My mom told me that I came out the womb. I was speaking in tongues. I was singing for people. You know, she told me this one story of we were in the grocery store, and I was singing, you know, being my usual self. And she said, she was trying to get me to be quiet because she didn't want to be embarrassed. And she said, all of a sudden, this lady just ran out of nowhere with these tears, like, streaming down her face. And she was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, it sounded like angels. Oh. And it was like, when my mom told me that, I was like, wow, that's a God thing. It's like... singing, anybody can sing, but to sing with the anointing is so different. So, I've been singing since I was 2. You know, grew up in many churches, was trying to find my identity in Christ and as an artist as well. You know, we all know some of the greats, Tori Kelly, who went to American Idol, and me, myself, I've also auditioned for that in America's Got Talent, and you know, none of those things worked out, but I know that God, he has a plan, you know. And so in going through that and going back to the heartache and the pain, I knew that God would do something organically. And that actually excited me because, you know, God showed himself all throughout the Bible. He showed himself, you know, when Moses parted the Red Sea. He showed himself in Egypt through Joseph. Right. And that seeing God do something from nothing, from God to, I mean, even for God to make the universe from nothing is incredible. And so I always knew that God would do something organically. So, you know, started a YouTube channel, started writing music, and just loved music, loved the idea of it, loved just watching it come to life. And I had 200 subscribers, and me and my mom, you know, we had done a video, and we could talk about that, but we had done a video, uploaded it, didn't think much of it. You know, make a long story short, it ended up going viral, and YouTube channel kind of took off there, and then I met you.
So wait, all right. First of all, tell everyone how old you are.
I'm 26.
Okay, and tell everyone what you do for a living. First of all, this kid's making bucks, baby. He's brilliant. Tell everyone what you do.
Absolutely. So I am a network engineer by trade, in the IT field. So it's kind of like, you know, you got the science part and then you got the music part. So yeah, that's really from that. You know, I've had my jobs, and I just want to say to anyone who's, you know, they're working the 9 to 5 as a server, they feel like they're not making enough money. Like, when God is ready for you to move, he's going to transition you. And so I just remember, you know, I went to boot camp for the Air Force. I'm in the Air National Guard. I'm part-time. So.
Yep.
But I went to boot camp, got injured through that process, you know, almost got kicked out of the military. But the grace of God kept me, and I was able to graduate, was able to get through all that stuff. And I remember getting back home, and I had just, like, pretty much no money. And these people reached out to me, and they said, Drannon, they were like, you know, we'd love to give you this job, but you have to have this cert. And I was like, yeah, I've heard about certs, going to college, cool. But so I did it. I took the plunge. They paid for it, took the class, got my Sec Plus, landed a job, like, a month later. And so from there, you know, got a pay raise about a year later after that, went from like a help desk technician guy to a network engineer. So IT is definitely a booming field for sure.
So, all right. So isn't that kind of like weird for one person to do both of those, music and IT, or am I off on that?
I feel like the whole
right brain, left brain thing.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of musicians are gifted. And, like, I met a guy, like, literally maybe a week ago. And it was the craziest thing. I was, you know, I'd ordered some food. I stopped in a parking lot, and there was a computer store. And I was like, well, let me just call the guy. Maybe he's got a computer, whatever. So I called him. He ended up, you know, coming to the store. I walked inside, and we were talking about laptops. Well, I showed him my music. And he was like, man, I built this business. He was like, I don't even care about selling your laptop. He was like, I got this whole studio booth right here. He had a whole studio in his computer shop. And so here's a guy who was a computer guy who built a business, who repairs computers, but his passion was music. And so, no, I don't think it's
okay.
An anomaly, I think.
You know, my producer, we call him Brother O, okay? He's also an Internet International Hall of Famer for producer and DJ, and he's incredible with tech, so I guess I'm off on that. So, okay, very cool. So I want to tell everyone how I saw you, okay? So I've only honestly reached out to maybe a half a dozen musicians from either YouTube or Facebook that I flipped out over and said, I got to interview them. Okay. I have a lot of So I have a lot of people that reach out to me and say, you know, I work with this singer or this entertainer, but I've only reached out to maybe a half a dozen in all these years. You were one of them. Okay. And I will never forget. I was freaking out listening to you. So you're going to tell everyone about that video, and then I'm going to share what I felt about it. So tell everyone, you know the video I'm talking about and who was there, and you and your mom and the whole bit.
Okay, yeah. So me and my mom, we had set out for kind of like, you know, a mini vacation, one-day vacation. I think it was North Carolina. And we were heading out. We were on the jet skis. It's actually a funny story because we're on the jet skis, and I wear glasses. So if you're on the phone line and you wear glasses, you know, you can relate. But needless to say, I didn't have the proper equipment to, you know, keep my glasses on my face. And so my mom was like, well, you're going to be designated driver on the jet ski. I was like, okay, mom. I was like, I guess I'll just hold my glasses and maybe have the one hand. But I didn't do that. I had both hands. So my mom, she's holding me, you know, and I'm kind of feeling this thing. And I'm like, ew, you know, and it's, it's starting to go, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour. I'm like, whoo, that was fun. So to make a long story short, I ended up kind of, you know, we both fell off. We both ended up falling off. And I remember before that, like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, somehow, like, I lost my glasses or something. So it was getting to the point where it was like I couldn't see the cones. Like, I couldn't see anything. And I'm like, Mom, like, I don't know how this is going to work. But anyways, we ended up getting knocked off. And I remember, like, screaming. I was like, Mom, I was like, I'm drowning, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And she was like, Son, and she was like, stand up. And I was like, oh. And I stood up, and it was like 3 feet of water.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great, right? So we get back on the jet ski, and we drive off, you know, and we're driving back home. And we stop at the gas station, and there's this guy. His name is I didn't know his name at the time, but his name is Easy Malone.
Yeah.
And he's sitting outside the gas station. And he's just playing, you know, he's got his little speaker and his guitar. And I'm like, man, you know, like, this guy's really good.
But he's African-American and he's a little bit older than you, baby.
Yes.
A lot older.
So, I think I was in the car and I think I asked Mom, I was like, Mom, I was like, you think he'll let me sing with him? And she was like, I don't know, but, you know, it's worth a shot. And I was like, well, you know. You only live once, right? YOLO. So I got out of the car, walked up to him, and I think I said something along the lines of, hi, I sing, you know. he was, you know, he's probably taken back, like, you know, didn't even mention his name or whatever. He's just like, so he asked me, he was like, well, you know Howlin' Wolf? And I was like, you know, not really, but I was like, if you sing it, you know, I'm sure I can pick up on it. And so he ends up playing the track. He sang the first part. And then, honestly, the rest was history. He ended up feeding me the words. A lot of people were laughing at me because I kept bending over at the mic.
You kept bending over, and he was going, sing it, boy.
They were like, training. You could have just grabbed the mic and actually sang on it. Like, you didn't have to keep bending over. And I was like, I was probably just in the moment because, you know, I was – scared.
You were moving that body and you were jiving. Yeah. I mean, you were in it.
Yes. I mean, I've felt like soul has just been trapped in me for so long and didn't really realize it until that happened. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, I'm just singing, you know, and my mom was like, you know, she was screaming and, you know, and there was only a couple people there. And then, he got to the end of it and, he, you know, at one point during the video, he was like, do that ish again, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, I didn't hit it big if, you know, African-American person is telling me, you know, because.
Yeah, you got soul.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, right? Because I look up to that culture, the gospel culture, the blues, neo soul.
Me too.
Really, because they're very gifted in their culture and. You know, the things that happen in their culture produce that sound. And so he was, you know, he was like, yo, give it up for that man. That man sounds good, you know. And from that relationship, you know, shout out to my mom. I think she's on the line. But shout out to you, Mom. You recorded the video.
Yes.
Because, you know, because I didn't. But, yeah, so, yeah, we uploaded it and – I made it private for a minute because I was like, this isn't good enough. And then I was like, you know what? I just want people to see, you know. And then it ended up going viral. It went to someone put it on TikTok. It got to 2 million views. I thought that was it. Then Unilad Sound reached out, 16 million views. And then
isn't it crazy?
1 million. So we're talking about like 20 million people. Yeah, it's just crazy.
So crazy. So, you know, well, all right. I flipped out over that video and said, I got to get this kid. And then I got you and Easy, and I interviewed both of you the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was beautiful. So now you guys are friends and all that. We're going to go to a track next, one of your songs. So DJ, Brother O, Hall of Famer, let's have a track. I'm so excited.
Your story is in all the air. You'll never be crazy. Oh, your story is
so that was your first song. We will talk about it, but we have a caller in queue. Let's take our caller, and then I want you to tell us about this incredible song. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Who's calling?
My name is Levi Breswell. I'm out of Norfolk, Virginia.
Hi.
Yes, wanted to ask Seren a question. He's an awesome singer. I stumbled across him on Spotify, actually. And,
oh.
Yes. And his music has just been mind-blowing, and my kids love him, so... You know, it's just awesome just to get some great music, you know, for God, and just to hear, you know, people just doing what they do, working out of their operating in their gift and blessing people. I actually just wanted to know what's next for you, Sarandon? Like, what are you looking to collab with other people? You're looking to, what's next?
Absolutely. So thanks for calling in, Levi, and thanks for, you know, just sharing that. I think I'm never going to understand the impact that God is having through me and through the music that he's given me. What's next? I mean, we've a local event venue in the area. You know, they're hosting a lot of events. They're going to be doing a big event this summer. You know, pushing the YouTube channel and just trying to get content out that way. And really, you know, I think after that viral video, I'm just trying to work on my brand and my image, my story, just really, you know, connecting, like collabing, yeah, definitely collabing, but working to create a story that people can connect with, you know, because I had a rough childhood, I had a rough past, and I don't want people to know me for necessarily just my music. I want people to know, like, hey, man, I relate to him because I went through that, went through this, went through that, right? And so
that's
really why I sing, you know, because I've been depressed. I've been in the dumps, you know, and I've wanted to give up on life, but my music was always God first, but God would always use music to my music. Written from a place of, if you were going to give up, I pray you hear this song before you ever make that decision, because it's written from that place.
Wow, that's good. Wow.
That's beautiful.
Love that.
Amazing.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Levi,
man.
Thank you, sweetheart. Wow.
Thank you
for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh,
this
wow.
is awesome. And Seren, keep doing.
God bless you, Levi.
Amen.
Wow. What a nice young man. So let's talk about this song that was just played, because that was your first song, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Okay. So I started in my little room in the trailer. I hadn't really written any music. I had an idea that kind of related to that was kind of similar. So I made this demo, whatever, and then I went back and I just sat at the piano and I was like, God, I need help.
Oh.
And I remember he told me, he said, Seren, he said, use the chords I gave you. And I said, okay, Lord. You know, so I wrote down, you know, I produced the chords, and I was like, okay, Lord, now what? And in 3 days, I kid you not, I had a demo complete. And I thought that was the thing. You know, I thought that was going to be how it was going to sound. That was going to be final, you know, and it ended up, tried to put a vocal in that. It didn't really work. And then tried to work with another producer, and he made it like it was very different. And so long story short, I ended up contacting a producer in Nashville. He's actually in the band Sin Shake Sin, I think is what it is. He's pretty well known in Nashville, but he has this business where he takes your demo and turns it into a full production. And so I paid him like $700-$800. He sent me back the track. I laid down the vocals on it, sent it back to him. He mixed it and mastered it, and then sent it back to me. And that was my first song.
That's amazing.
it was written from, you know, God gave me the lyrics. They haven't really changed. You know, it's, your story isn't over yet. You know, and as cliche as it sounds, it was written from a place of, because I had, you know, I still had this music video in my head, but it was written from a place of suicide. Of,
wow.
You know, if, kind of going back to that, you know, if you were in that place, if demons were really tormenting you and you were thinking about ending it all, I pray that you would hear this song and that it would stop you and that you would know that, that you are free in Jesus and that there's power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, man.
Feed myself through that song as well, right? A spark ignites a flame. You know, please don't say goodbye. It's such a simple song my entire life from birth, from me being born dead and not even, I shouldn't even be here. I shouldn't even be alive. So God breathed the breath of life into me and the enemy tried to take me almost like Jesus before I even entered the world, before I even was able to accomplish what God called me to do. And so that song will always mean so much to me because it was the first one.
Tell everyone the name of the song again.
Yep, it's called Your Story Isn't Over. I think it's okay. Your Story Isn't Over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to share something with you. I feel the same about my book that I feel that God wrote my book, because I got a message. Well, I got woken up in the middle of the night and he said, write your book. And I smiled and giggled and said, okay, you want me to write my book? And it was written in 3 weeks. I say God did it. So I understand that. We have another caller, but before we take the call, I want to share something really quick. I also fell in love with you because when I stalked your Facebook last year, I saw a photo of you singing and you had Elvis's picture hanging up. So I love it. We'll talk about that as well, but let's take our next caller, okay?
Okay.
Hello, caller. Paula, are you there?
Hello.
Say hello. There you go. Who's calling?
Saranda's mom.
Hi, Saranda's mom. Tell everyone your name.
Hello. Thank you so much for everyone listening to my son. My name is Teresa. Last name is Sears.
How are you doing, Teresa?
I am blessed. I count my blessings every day to be here.
You guys are
and I'm
so encouraging.
Proud. I am so proud of my son. I am so proud. So serene, and I have a few questions for you.
Okay, Ma.
Baby boy. So, son, when you sing, how does it make you feel?
Oh, man. And it hit me right in the feels, right? When I sing, I imagine as if I'm right there with God.
Wow.
And he, like, I think of worship, like you're a worship leader. You're literally preparing the atmosphere for God to reign. And so as a worship leader, you have to make sure that you're in that place. You have to make sure that your relationship is good and that you can, you know, the Holy Spirit can flow through you into the audience. And so I like to think about it that way. If God, don't let me open my mouth if it's not for you. Don't let me sing these lyrics or these words, because I'd rather have one word with the anointing than have a bunch of babble and gibberish that means nothing. Because I understand that with the anointing, that is what breaks yokes. But if you walk this and do all runs and sound good, you can sing, great. But character is what's going to keep you. And my character is God. My character is founded upon the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so I always keep that paramount. And then I also think about what other people are going through. So as I'm thinking about, okay, God is with me. I'm here with the presence of God. Lord, now minister through me to other people. What are they going through? How are they feeling? What thoughts are they feeling? Maybe it's not even thinking about the song, connecting with the lyrics. Maybe their mind, the enemy has their mind confused, or, you know, they feel depressed or they feel like they're not good enough. Lord, speak through these lyrics, or just speak to them in your own way. It doesn't even have to be through these lyrics. You know, God used the donkey. And so you know, we've heard the expression that, you know, that people can sing and you're like, man, I did terrible. And people are like, man, you sound like an angel. You know what I'm saying? It's because the Lord blocks what they, you know, with the natural, like the kingdom of God does not operate in the natural. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And
right.
So understanding that, what can take you 25 years on your own can take 2 minutes with God.
Wow.
And so the power of God to break chains, I think, is powerful. And God has broken so many chains in my own life. And
yes,
Mom,
has.
You know, we can speak through what we've been through, right? We've been through a lot,
right.
But we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And
through
in spite of me,
right.
me not winning American Idol or me not winning America's Got Talent,
right.
God did this organically.
Mm-hmm.
And so
sure
the
did.
Last part, I sing to inspire other people to say, yes, you can.
Mm.
Yes, you can do it. Whatever that is, that's a book, that's a song, you're an artist, whatever that is, you can, because I'm no better than you. You know, and the last
right.
thing I'll say is sometimes I get on stage and I say, Holy Spirit, you know, use me. And you get off the stage
mm-hmm.
and you don't even remember what you said. And that's how you know it was the Spirit. Because by myself, it wouldn't work. So I'm
right.
just grateful for every day, for every breath in my
yes.
body.
Amen.
And
amen.
To be able to for God and say, Lord, my breath was for you. So.
Wow. You know, I thought this was going to be a great show, but I didn't think it was going to be this great. Okay. God is really using you tonight because
amen.
There are so many people out there that I feel also need to hear what you had to say. Teresa,
mm-hmm.
you are an incredible mom. You are an amazing mom, and I'll never forget
you.
How you just welcomed
yeah.
me into, you know, having your son on my shows, and wow, okay, I'm breathless. I'm breathless. Wow.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you.
You're
thank
so beautiful,
you so
and thank you. Thank you for calling in, Mom.
Yes.
We have another track of your son's, and we're going to play it. But why don't you say thank you to your mom first?
Yes, Mom. Thank you for always Twitter, and thank you for calling in. And I'm just glad that in spite of the trials and tribulations that you've been through, that you haven't given up and that you're still here to tell your testimony.
We love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Teresa. Wow. Okay. Wow. We're going to play your next track.
Okay.
Here we go.
Waiting for a miracle to come your way. Waiting for the stars to align again. Holding on to destiny. Waiting for new life.
We have another caller, but tell everyone the title of that song before we take our caller.
Okay, yeah, that one's called Scars.
Okay, and we will talk about that. But let's take our next caller in queue first.
Okay. Hey,
hello.
Yo. Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
hey.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Rocky. How are you, baby?
I'm good, but you know what? I'm listening to this kid here talk, and I'm getting better. You know, I'm getting better just hearing what he's saying. I love this guy. Can I talk to him?
Yes, you talk to him, Rocky. You talk to him.
Hey, yo, Sarandon, I don't know if you know me. I'm Rocky Balboa. And I just thought I'd give you a call and tell you how much I appreciate everything that you're saying, you know?
This is Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa, yeah. And in addition to that, I got to tell you something. You know what? You know, you talk about God and everything that God gives you. God gave you the eye of the tiger.
Amen.
You know? And you don't even know that. And he gave it to you. I just want to say you are going to be, you know what? You are going to be a gift. You are. You are a gift from heaven. And I'm glad that I can even talk with you.
Rocky, it's an honor to talk to you, man. I don't even know what to say.
That's okay. Oh, and I got to tell you, the music that you're playing right now, you know who it reminds me of? Did you ever hear of an artist named Seal?
Yeah, I've heard of Seal.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, don't tell him, but I think you're better. But it kind of makes me feel like his style, you know what I mean? Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Wait, I want to say something. So, Sarandon, rumor has it, you never really watched the Rocky movies?
No, I have. Wait. I have.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
No, you're the fighter, man. That's
that's right. I'm a fighter. Hey, you're a fighter, too. We're all fighters, right?
Yeah. Amen. Wow.
Except you got the best in your corner. You got nobody better in your corner. You know what I mean?
Whew. Hey, man.
So now I would like Rocky to tell you who he is because he's incredible. He's incredible. And, yes, he sounds just like him, right?
Yeah.
Rocky, tell him who you are, sweetie.
All right. So, Randy, my name is John Monforto. I'm the official, among other things, I'm the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia. And I am really, really good friends with Jerry. And you blew me away, my friend. Because you know what? I don't have anything scripted. I don't know what I'm going to say when I get on and talk to you. But listening to you, it's like, oh, my gosh. This guy, first of all, I'm going to be glad that I had this conversation with you because I can say at one point, hey, I talked to that guy on the phone. You know? Because you are a somebody, my friend, and you are living up to God's potential, and I am thrilled to be able to talk to you. God bless you.
Oh. So, Rocky, wait, don't go anywhere, John, real quick. Tell everyone you are now also a host on WBNN.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everyone
I have my own
your
radio show
is.
On
right.
this network. It's the every third Thursday of the month, I believe. On WBNN, the John Monforto Show, 9:30 to 10:30. And this month, my guest is going to be a gentleman who produces shows for impersonators and lookalikes and soundalikes. He has a big convention every year in Florida, Mr. Greg Thompson. So if you're out there, give a
Very
listen,
cool.
please.
So,
Jerry, thank you, darling.
Wait a minute. What would you like to say to Rocky, Sarandon?
Well, I just want to say thank you for speaking, you know, those kind words. And wow, your impersonation was great.
You're welcome.
You
and Rocky said, "Yo." Yo, I tell your mother the Rocky say yo, okay?
Okay.
All
love
right,
you, Rock.
All the best.
Love you, Rocky. Brandon, that is why I asked you, because he does an incredible Godfather as well. If you like the Godfather movie or Rocky, that's why I asked you those two silly questions randomly.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I know, okay. I still want to talk about that song, but we have another caller. Let's take our caller, and then I do want to talk about that song that we just played. Okay. So, caller?
Hello, Miss Jerry Petito.
Hello, Miss Ava Holly.
How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited about your guest. A shout out to John Monforto, also a good friend. I'm so glad he's a new host as well. And I'm just tuning in, so I'm just hearing a little bit about your guest. And I was looking up some of the stuff you had posted. So he looks amazing.
Crazy, right?
So, tell me a little bit about your guest.
So, all right. So, Sarandon Emanuel is, and I said it before, but I'll say it again because you probably didn't hear the beginning, right?
No, I didn't hear the beginning. I just came on.
Listen to me. He is one of the most soulful white boys out there, baby. Okay, and he prays.
That's what I saw in your post.
Long. Yes, and he prays Jesus all night long. This kid is off the charts. I saw him on a YouTube video last year. Reached out to him, gave him an interview already with Easy Malone, and here we are today. And he's doing incredible, and I just love him.
And it's so exciting to, when I saw your post, I said, oh, gosh, I got to call in because it's so exciting to have, you know, awareness and up-and-coming new people and really excited to meet you. Happy you're on the show with the wonderful Jerry Petito. She's amazing. So I'm sure you're having a great time. And I just wanted to call in and say hey.
Sarandon, she's talking to you, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, squirrel.
That's great.
So nice to meet you,
and I wish you all the best.
Nice to meet you, too. I wish you all the best as well.
And Sarandon, she's also an Elvis fan, so on my ad, there's you singing with the Elvis picture in your house. So.
Yes. Huge Elvis fan.
Right? There we go.
And I'm also a host. I'll be on next week. And glad to meet you and enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. Love you, girl.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Sarandon, tell us about this song that just played.
This song. Okay. This was different.
Yeah.
So this song, I was in the shower. And I just heard, like, beneath your bum, 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 tears, right, and scars. And I was like, well, I'm not going to church, so I'm going to write a song.
Okay.
So, you know, I kind of used that. And I went through a couple of revisions of it and didn't like really any of them and didn't feel like I, you know, really nailed the idea yet. And then I settled on something similar to what you hear now is in a different key. And I just kept going through it. And I remember I got to the end of it. I had sent it off. I mixed it, sent it off for mastering, got it back, and it just didn't sound right. I was like, Lord, we got to the end. This is like a 2-year journey. We got to the end of this, and this is what it sounds like. And I was like, there's something missing. And, you know, you hear it all the time. People, producers and mixing engineers say, it was just a happy accident. I just grabbed something, just tried it, and it was great. And so that's essentially what happened here. I had a plug-in that just kind of mangled the audio and put it on the master, changed a couple settings in it. Once I hit it, started speaking in tongues, started jumping around. It was like a completely different feel, and that's how you hear it. Went from, I know you're probably, you know, musically, but 4-4 to an 8-4 feeling. So it's like a double time type thing. And
right there, I just heard blah, 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 but continue.
But so essentially, the verses are longer.
Yes.
A different feel. And I remember trying to go back and trying to recreate that, and I couldn't do it. And I said, well, I guess, Lord, this is, you know, the Lord will lock you into something. Like, you can't go back and be like, well, let me do it better. You know, No, that's it, and that's how it is, and it's not going to be better. So I had to live with it. I ended up mixing that one, created the beat, mixed it, sent off for mastering, and actually held onto it for a couple of months. I just released it because I was just feeling like, you know, maybe this isn't good enough. You start overthinking it, you know, tuning, stuff like that. And played it at a venue, and people loved it. So I just released it. I let God do what he's going to do.
Amazing. Amazing. I love it. Incredible. We're going to take another caller in a minute. And then when we come back, I want you to talk about In Jesus' Name. You wrote a song for Ukraine, correct?
That's a cover.
Oh, a cover. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we'll
talk about that also. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mr. Baquito, this is Tara Strength.
Hello.
I'm really enjoying the show tonight. Your guest is outstanding.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. I definitely have to look him up on Spotify. There's no question.
You do.
Yeah, I got it. He is outstanding. He's an inspiration. But he's really talented. You always have the best guests on your show, Terry.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, Terry.
You do it. Go ahead.
Sarandon, this gentleman right here is one of my favorite people in the world, okay?
Okay.
He has a show on WBNN as well, and he's just such a beautiful person inside and out, and I absolutely just love him. Tell Sarandon about your show.
My show is the Know Your Right Show with Tara Strength, a.k.a. Spirituality, A New Perspective. And we talk about all things spiritual from a metaphysical perspective. My next show is next Tuesday. And I'm always trying to talk about something to hopefully to make us think and to remind us of who we are eternally, basically. So that's my show. But your music
Amen.
Is outstanding. You know, Jerry's been doing this for a long time. And Jerry, I have something to say to you, Jerry.
Okay.
I'm standing up or laying down.
I'm sitting.
Okay. Jerry Petito, I want to congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Lifetime and WBNN Host of the Year of 2019. The Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito, on her WBNN all-time connection record with her 58th all-time and third consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. That's you, girlfriend.
So, okay, I didn't expect that. I really thought you were going to say something cute to me. I mean it. That's why I giggled. I'm like, I'm sitting. Okay, so I'm blown away right now. Thank you, thank you. Sarandon, you helped me get there, baby.
Amen. Congratulations, Jerry. You're
okay. Now, listen, you helped me get there tonight. This is our championship. See, God is good.
Oof. Amen.
Terrence, love you, man, so much. Thank you. I wanted so badly for this kid to have a record. Hey, that was pretty cute, right? Have a record. He has records.
And by the way, Jerry, his music is really good.
His music is really good, baby.
Hold on, guys. First of all, hold on, Sarandon. This is on the Delaware label. DJ Olasky. And I have a young man that has a chance on Thursday at 3 o'clock. Hopefully I get that call for him to be in Excelsius, nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. No one deserves it better and more than Tara Strength.
Right.
This is a man, Sarandon. You're talking about a person that has changed the game of internet radio. This man had the audacity to have 33 consecutive all-time listening records on one network, not just WBNN, or on any network in the world. Only one of five to ever do it in the world. I'm out.
He's out. I love that. Terrence, are you still in?
I'm still here.
Okay, baby, listen. So he's so funny. He's out. Come back in,
I know.
Brother O. Come back in. So this is so, listen, amazing. I feel like you got it. God's got this. You deserve it. Congratulations. It's going to happen. I love you.
Love you too, Jerry. Again, great leaders, great leadership, great role models, outstanding show, outstanding guests as usual. This kid is going to be great. I'm going to have to pull him up on Spotify. Just letting you know. So thanks for letting me chime in. Okay.
I love you.
Amen.
How cool is that, Sarandon, okay? Oh, my gosh. So
what is he doing?
I'm going to give you a few minutes. Listen, I'm going to give you a few minutes. Take the mic. Tell everyone how they can reach out to you. You know, anything else you need to say, say it now, sweetheart.
Okay. Yeah, so all my socials, YouTube channel, Sarandon Productions, that's Sarandon, C-E-R-A-N-D-O-N, and then Productions, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S. Yeah, I mean, I sing for the Lord. You know, I'm passionate about winning souls for the kingdom. I want to stand before God, and I wanted to say, well done. And I want to encourage you right now. If you're feeling down, you're feeling hopeless, or you're feeling like your life doesn't mean anything, I want to let you know that God loves you, that Jesus sent his, that God sent his only son to die on the cross. His name is Jesus. And that if you put your faith in him and you believe that he died and rose again, he'll come into your heart, he'll make you clean, and he will restore your life. And he'll do beyond, he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. So don't get caught up in, you know, oh, it's the prayer or it's this or it's that. It's not the prayer that saves. It's your heart. God cares about your heart. So if your heart is right and you sincerely mean that, and I want to say this, salvation, when God saves you, he gives you a new heart. So those feelings of, you know, the bitterness and the unforgiveness and all these things, you can't stand these people. When God saves you, he gives you a new heart, and only God can do that. Only God can take a bitter heart of a person and make it whole. And make it new, and you know, and put life, and put allow you to forgive, not only forgive but to love and to cherish people. I'm a living witness. I think Jerry is as well.
Yes.
Of the new birth and the new life. And look, you're gonna struggle. You're gonna struggle with your flesh. You're gonna struggle with sin, but now you have the Holy Spirit, and you have power, and you are not a victim, and you are not beholden to the sin that once held you down. So,
amen. You are incredible. Not only your talent, but your love for God and the way you express yourself. God has been using you unbelievably, kid. Unbelievably.
Amen.
Listen, I don't know who else out there needed to hear all this, but I certainly did. So, God is so good. Wow, I can't even tell you how much this meant to me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a couple more minutes before we go into Ngozi time. I want you to just quickly tell everyone about the cover song you sang, In Jesus' Name, and you sang it for Ukraine. Just talk a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah, so the artist, Katie Nicole, is an incredible artist. She's a Christian artist. And I just heard the song, and it just reminded me of Ukraine and what was going on in that season. And I knew that I couldn't sing it like her because I'm only me, right? Unique foot, you know, print, unique handprint. So I did it the way that I felt like God would want me to do it. And, you know, when I was singing it, you know, I pray for your healing. I pray things would change. I pray that, you know, the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name, right? It's all about the name of Jesus. And so as I was singing that, it was almost like I was declaring over the nation of Ukraine, I'm praying for you. If nothing else, you know, people are partying, they're doing all this crap, whatever. But let's all stand together and let's pray for Ukraine. And if that, you know, if we unite through this song or we unite through the Spirit of God, you know, God manifests himself in different ways through different people. But it's the same Spirit empowers them all. So let's not get caught up in, you know, the gymnastics or whatever. It's the same Spirit. If you connect with my Spirit, then the connection is there, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing really to question. And then it's just about, let's stop fighting each other. Let's stop fighting and worrying about things that don't matter. Right? God, in the eyes of eternity, death is final. You can't come, I mean, you can't come back from death if God willing, but tomorrow's not promised.
That's right.
And so we should not live our lives based upon, you know, oh, 2 weeks from now I'm going to do this and do that. No, because you never know. And so, like, just what's happening in Ukraine, all it takes is one person to say a prayer, because I believe those prayers go up to the heavens and they're cleansed and purified and they're given to the king, right? And he answers them. And I also believe that when he answers them, that there's a fight. You know, we see about that in the Bible, where God was trying to deliver a message to someone and they were fighting in the heavenlies to get the message there. So we just think about a prayer or a message is going to go through battle, but God loves you so much, he's going to fight that battle for you to get and to get that message to the world. So,
amen. Wow, Sarandon, hold tight. We have another caller for you.
Okay,
this is crazy. This is amazing. Let's take our next caller.
Well, before I do that, I got to come on and talk to this young man. First of all, you have a healing voice, Sarandon. That's what it's all about, for us to be better than what we were yesterday. I'm a big believer in that. We can't worry about the affairs of tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. You know, that's
Amen.
Ephesians. So I know for a fact the things I've been through in my life, especially in that hellish year 2014, with, you know, just going through personal situations, I really gleaned on that scripture. Don't worry
Amen.
About tomorrow. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Don't get yourself caught up. Be your best today. And I mean, through faith, I got through that. And I want to thank, and I have no problem saying this. I want to thank, you know, a person that was part of our network who helped me through it. And I'm praying for our relationship, Pastor Toy Daly, great CEO herself on another network. And she helped me tremendously through that time. And I don't forget, you know, playing. She was going through something too. I don't forget playing Morning Star by Nat King Cole. As a child, I asked my mother, "What is the Morning Star?" As a child, I asked my mother, "Do you see the Morning Star? The Morning Star is in the eyes of your mother, because a babe look up in the sky." And you know, it's nothing like your mother. It's nothing like your mother. The first time I saw the brightness of the sun was in my mother's eyes. And I never forgot that cold night in November of 2014. And Pastor Daly and I talked on the phone. And I never forget those things. You know what I mean? You know, this network is about history and about greatness and about storied performances. And, you know, Jerry always loved to help people.
Amen.
Jerry is a person that loves every single person that ever comes on the network that, you know, she interviews. She really is a person that personifies greatness. And she does it not just for the accolades of being a lifetime achiever and an enshrinee and a host of the year. And those things are great. Those things build up, you know, a person on five different networks. I don't get a chance to really laud Jerry because we're professionals. And there's times, you know, definitely I laud the great Antonia Batts or Tara Strength, or the next person that's going to come on the line. You know, I laud those people. Even Mo Garman and some of our new hosts, Mr. Boston and Shannon Stanton and Moody Black and Lois Shaw. And, you know, a great anchor that comes on every week, right, Jerry? Chinchilla Jay.
Yep.
These people are people, and our last year's wonderful host of the year, Ms. Sister Bessie DeTrusa. I look at this network. And this is the first time I got a chance to really do an editorial. And thank you, Jerry, for allowing me.
I love you.
It is a wonderful thing to see greatness in your eyes and hear it. Every night I always say, "See you on the radio." That did not come from me. That came from a person by the name of the late, great Charles Corral that used to host Good Morning for CBS. And it's like, "I'll see you on the radio." You know, and I never forget those things. And you know, shout out Sarandon to people that you might not even heard of, but they formed the greatness for what we do today. The great Edward R. Morrow, the great Eric Severide, David Brinkley, John Chancellor, and none other that did it better.
None other.
Jerry
Nokin.
None other that done it better than the great John Facenda.
John Facenda.
NFL Films and Icon of Philadelphia News at WCAU Channel 10 in Philadelphia. You know, John Facenda is my mentor in spirit. And the reason why I know Mr. Knight, Sharanda, and Jerry will tell you that, it's being able to love. You're a singer and an artist and a vocalist. And to love what you do, you never work a day in your life, right, young man? You never work a day in your life. This young man is 26, and he's half my age. You know, I'll be 52 in July, and being able to understand things. And I love it. And people see me on the street like, no way you can be 52 like this. Say, Jerry, no way because she'd be her age. Shut up, Jerry. No one needs to know that right now. But my point is, Jerry doesn't look her age either. But, you know, it's a love fest. And how WBNN and Beverly Nation, and that's why it's WBNN, call letter, Beverly Nation Network, are all down through these years, and we've seen so many, many great performances, outstanding championship situations. I've seen it, man, and to be a part of it every night. I want to send a shout-out to every single listener that's caused not robbery to listen. Over 100 million people, over actually 200 million people in our history. How about that? 200 million people or more have listened to our shows. And all time. Tonight, over 14 million people tonight. The stuff that, you know, Jerry's the fourth person that's ever done that. So, you know, and that's amazing. And just the love and the support, you know, of, I can't mention that one other person because that other person's going to come on after I do my tribute.
Okay.
I love, or two people will come on after our tribute. But I love the fact of me being able to do this on a constant basis. Love to share music like yours, Sarandon Emmanuel. You are a shining star, not for accolade, but what God is giving you. Always understand that. You don't do it for man. You do it for the glory of all Lord. And that's what your basis is, and I'm proud of you, young man. And tonight, before I bring on the callers, I have an outstanding tribute to the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Training, the 2021 International Internet Radio Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and, of course, to my wonderful guest tonight. This is a tribute to you and all of those around the world that believe just like you. There's another song that I can give you, and Jerry, I'm giving it to you tonight. The outstanding minister, the Reverend John P. Key out of Durham, North Carolina, and the New Life Community Choir. Greater. Please listen.
There's an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight.
Greater is He that is. I am the conqueror.
Greater is He that is.
In me, that He that is in the world. Greater, greater.
Greater is He that is in me.
overtakers, we have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hands.
Glory, glory, glory to all in all. Glory to God, because, you know, my loving Father is smiling down on this show. You know, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If you believe that tonight, stand by it. Stand by it. Stand by it. I was raised by two outstanding people. I got to go. I get emotional. I can't do it.
Sarandon. What would you like to say to Brother O about that song?
I just want to say thank you so much, Brother O. John P. Key is so incredibly talented and anointed. And thank you for all the words that you've spoken. Truly, you are a light for the kingdom of God. And you'll never know the impact that you have had on millions of lives around the world.
Well, you know, he is an outstanding Grammy Award-winning gospel vocalist. John P. King is amazing, and I was shocked, I got to say, when you typed to me and you knew who it was. I was so happy. I was so happy, Sarandon.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Thank you, Brother O. That was absolutely amazing, and what a gift from you to us. Wow. Okay, I have chills. We have another caller in queue, so let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, yes, my name is Seal. I'm the only man that ever existed that can clap with one hand and balance a beach ball with my nose.
I don't know who this person is, Sarandon. Okay. Hello?
Hey, Sarandon, can I ask you a question, sir? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yes. Yes.
In a world full of people, only some want to survive. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Anyway, look, you are a remarkable talent, sir. You are a remarkable talent, I'm telling you. And the numbers that you have got so far, those numbers are going to definitely shoot up. Because when you're dealing with that Hall of Fame, a lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito, she have a way of making things multiply. So even though the Creator gave you a divine gift, this young lady here is blessed and anointed and a true woman of God. So thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, okay?
Amen. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. He's not getting away that quick. No, no, no. Listen, Magic Man, get back over here, honey. Get back over here. So I just want to say that this guy right here, Huni Bakatun, he is also an International Hall of Fame radio show host and Lifetime Achiever, and he is on our network, and he is a very good friend of mine. I absolutely love this man. And Huni, are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Jerry.
All right, see you.
Yeah, right. I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. And also two-time WBNN host of the year for the class of 18 and 20. And a person
that
I love very, very, very much because he always shares his gift. And his gift is teaching. He has a methodical professorship, Sarandon. There's no one like this man. No, not one. No, not one.
He's amazing.
Well, I tell you, y'all will make somebody cry live on air messing with y'all. But anyway, I try to do that because I love to be able to make Jerry smile, and sometimes make or break character. But on the real though, Jerry had assisted me in getting my numbers up. An interview I did well over 5 years ago with sound therapy was a method I used by way of my godfather to offer divine healing into the world. And thanks to Jerry and all that she have done for me, I can't thank her enough.
So we're going to not make Jerry cry, so let's make Sarandon laugh. Okay? So, Sarandon, this guy right here, okay, he's the Ebony Elvis. That's number one. Okay, give us a line, Hooney. Come on.
Oh, I'm bad. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
And,
yeah, you know what? You always put me on the spot. You know that.
Listen, wait. So I'm going to tell him real quick what else. So my Rocky friend that called in, John Monforto, right? So a couple years ago, we were doing the Battle of the Network Stars, and Hooney made a mistake by on Facebook posting something about me being Rocco and him being Clubber Lang, okay? So he didn't know who my good friend was. This was a few years ago. He didn't know who my good friend was. And when him and I were going head-to-head, Brother O played the Rocky theme music, and Rocky came on and destroyed this guy.
That was cold, I tell you. But from the time that bell rung and Rocky came on, it was a wrap, I'm telling you. But it was a great, great night. Great night.
It was a great
anyway,
night.
Love you, Jerry.
You, I love you,
love
Hooney.
You, too. All right.
Wow. So, whoa, that was so cool. Brother O, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. We do. But I want to say something to everybody tonight.
Okay.
It's a wonderful thing when you have the outstanding performances that we have on this network, and to have people that love to do what we do on a constant basis. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. And I always tell people that when you listen to WBNN, you know, the outstanding people of praise, you know, there's a wonderful life we have. Broadcasting and journalism, Jerry, is not easy. It's not easy for anybody. And I always tell people, there's not a friend, you know, like us. And we try to help people and change people. You know what I mean? And my people understand that, you know, either positively or negatively. That's what we do on a constant basis. You know, we have to be able to understand the life that we live. We all go through things, right, Jerry? On a constant basis. And no matter what our struggles are, it becomes, you know, universally everyone's struggle. You know, we love people, and that's why we do what we do, Sarandon. I mean, on a constant basis. You know, we are here to help people and be able to have give them a chance to be better in their own, you know, physical lives. No matter what show it is, no matter what it is, we're here to, you know, to bless them, you know, with their opportunity and possibilities of greatness. I always say this, right, Jerry? Dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. We must
That's
be
right.
that way. We must be that way. And I have a young lady, Jerry, and I know you're a crier, and I'm not, you know, going to have that tonight, but it's a young lady by the name of Brandy. And Brandy is from San Diego, California. And she loved everything that you've done tonight, Sarandon. You know, it's a wonderful thing, right? When you're able to touch people with your voice, because you know you do. You know, God gives you the gift, and you're impassively, you know, talented to be able to give someone life. And to all of our Christian listeners tonight, you know, this, you know, he talked about the will of God and all these things. We have a host by the name of Will of God, but that's not who we're talking about. But we're here to give greatness. And to Brandy, who has muscular dystrophy, Jerry, she's a person that listens to your show on a constant basis. She's listened to you since 2020. She listened to you, you know, right after you became a Hall of Famer. She don't know about that. She just heard your voice. I want to honor her tonight, Jerry, with a song. Sarandon, if you don't mind, and Jerry being a host, I'm going to take our last call of the evening. I want to honor this young lady because we got to honor the people that bless us on a constant basis. Without our wonderful listenership, we are absolutely nothing. Nothing. We're just talking to ourselves. And so we have to be very, very mindful and careful of that. Right, Jerry?
Yes.
And to a wonderful person. Stay up. Stay strong. Dedication to her and then the next caller.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No one else can heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide.
Brother, oh, I've got chills. I want to thank you for that incredible song. Wow. Sarandon, what'd you think?
That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
You know, a lot of times, before I go to the caller, you know, Ruth, who's 90 years old, guys, and I want to shout out to, you know, Jerry, you know I love my Aunt Ruth Goodson, right? And she was married for 64 years to my Uncle Nathaniel. And when she used to sing that song during devotion service, you know, he knows all about our troubles. You know, he was listening to the day is done. Day is not a friend. like the Love Me Jesus. Like those type of songs got you through. Whatever you went through in your job, whatever you went through in your house, you know, it's not, you know, I'm not you know, promoting religion and all that. I'm just saying that those songs got us over.
Right.
We're not a friend like that person that was low. You know, not the person that you see in the fancy car, the house, and the money, but the lowly. Every one of our hosts on this network is lowly. You know, we here as prophets of what we say on the air. Mm. I'm so motivated tonight to speak because I've been doing this for a long time, folks. And to all the folks that listen to WBNN, there's not a friend like us. No, not one. No, not one.
Mm. Amazing. Brother O, thank you. I love you.
Amen.
Wow. What a show. What a night. All right. Wow. I am so blessed. I am so touched. I am. So, this is crazy. This is amazing. Okay. Let's take our next caller.
Hi. How are you, Jerry?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. You know, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the whole show and everybody that came on it tonight. And your guest, he is a remarkable young man because there's a lot of young ladies and young fellows who don't realize that they are doing such a justice to people in their approximate age groups because they don't seem like they have a lot of hope. So just to see him be inspired give me belief that he can definitely help to encourage more people to realize that there's nothing out there that's better than, you know, relying on God's word in order to be able to get you through some things because there's too many killings going on amongst them when they go into their social settings. So I appreciate you bringing them on, Jerry, and everything you said about Terrence and vice versa. Terrence said about you was definitely true on both sides. So I'm not going to hold you long. I just wanted to say thank you very much for having your guest tonight and your entertainment, which I get to listen to sometime. Having one phone down does not help me, so I'm just grateful to be able to, you know, pick up on my good old-fashioned landline and be able to still... So God bless you all, and thank you very much, Ngozi, for bringing on the
one. No, no, you're not
going
to get off this phone.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let
first
it
of all,
go. Don't
first
worry.
Of all, you talk to a person who has been nominated Excelsius for the year 2020.
Right.
You know, a person that, you know, deserves all the accolade that is, and she's humble.
Right.
And she don't like it. That's okay, because
that's
the world
right.
needs to know. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and our longest tenured broadcaster on this network, Saranda.
That's right. That's right.
Antonia Batts.
There's something else that I would like to add.
All of you.
Wait. Well, there's something else that I would like to add because I wasn't letting her go anywhere either. So, Antonia, you know
yes,
how
ma'am.
I feel about you. You are a hero to me. She was in the service, Saranda. This woman right here. That's right. So she's a hero.
Oh, that's too kind. I'll just leave it there and I think.
Saranda, what would you like to say to Antonia?
I just want to say thank you, first of all, for calling in. Thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you for your service to this country, to the millions of people that only you can reach. Your voice is specific to only reach certain people. And understanding that God made you and there will never be another you.
Yeah.
And every that comes from your mouth, there is anointing on it. There's power. It's not just words, but it's words spoken by God himself because he breathed the breath of life into you. And now you are creating and multiplying his kingdom on the earth. So thank you.
Oh, I love you, Antonia.
Love you too, Jerry. And and goes to Randon Boy and whoever else, Hooney, whoever came on. No, I would really appreciate if you just keep on doing what you do so I can continue to hear you. And God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so, Randon, we're coming to the close of the show. It doesn't completely end, guys, until I read a poem. I'm reading a special poem at the end tonight for Sarandon. But don't hang up. It's not over yet, but I will be bringing on someone special. So, everybody, it's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, our brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that came on that robbery to, like I said before, to just enjoy us. Since 2013, on February 4th, special time, because it's the day my mother passed. That's Artist Network, Sarandon. 10 years after the date. To give myself a loving inside. Went through 10 years of, you know, okay, my mom passed away this day. Special shout out to the first ever Governor's Award winner, right? Jerry Petito, Miss Ricky R. Jones.
Yes.
Last year at On the Honors. We are one of the few networks that celebrate that. There isn't not a network that does it finer than us here on this station. You know, we are here to love each other, to honor our host. You know, a lot of times you have networks, and you know, you've been around Sarandon, you've been around different networks, and to see network love on the 6th of December of this year is very, very important. You know, this year will be our 5th on the honors. Right, Jerry? Amazing.
That's right.
Time.
Yay.
We're guaranteed to celebrate Lifetime Achievers, the new host of the year, which is the Soy Griffin Award winner, and someone that's been so important to our network, our ancestral angel, Anna Rattel, with the host of the year that's voted by our peers here at this network. Tune in June. I'll give the date of the Battle of the Network Stars. The 8 best hosts of the network will be performing on that night. And it's going to be a great night in June. You know, that is our middle of our fiscal year, where we get a chance to celebrate each other and promote, you know, the shows of who's see who's better this year, right?
Yes.
And it's so wonderful to be a part of a network that is, you know, the breakfast of champions. We're not Wheaties, but we are better than Wheaties. We're the breakfast of champions. We start your day. You look for a 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And I want to thank Sarandon Emmanuel tonight for being a part of a show that is really, really metaphysically spiritual.
Mm.
A great interview, you know. But for all of us to share tonight with Jerry is very, very important. Life is not promised. For all you out there in the world tonight that are listening to the sound of the proprietor's voice, life is not promised. Someone right now has died with this show. They had lost their life during these hours, these waning hours. We have been blessed to be able to listen attentively to a show that is near and dear to our hearts. Understand that we must make a mark in history, in our own lives, in our own communities, in our own household, and haven. A haven of greatness starts at home. Charity starts at home. Do you know where your kids are right now? Do you know that, you know, they're safe or traveling well? You have the audacity to believe in the greatness of things. You have the audacity to be, you know, to be able to share with your children, I love you. Stevie Wonder had a wonderful song. I just called to say I love you. And I think that all the people that counted that robbery tonight to bless Jerry Petito, bless or bless, however you want to say it, to give her accolade upon her is very, very important. Tonight we honor, like we do in every single one of our Darlene Lawrence championships, 58 all-time connection records. 3 consecutive. This woman is a lifetime achiever, an enshrinee, and a host of the year for the class of 2019. She is her rookie class of 2018 for the first time ever mentioned on her show. She's part of that outstanding class of 18. Let us all honor and respect Geraldine Petito and all her works. Excelsior. Not just WBNN, but all of the outstanding works that she has performed for us on a constant basis. 9 points, because we're not perfect at 10. 5 different networks, including Damon Looks. She's a worker. She's an inspiration. She's a person that deserves everything that's good in this world. A honeybee, like me, a hummingbird that you hear in those, you know, constant, you know, bushes and trees. She's a person that deserves honor. And we are praying for her to get through life's thorns and thistles. And she does it with excellence and grace. Excellence and grace. A person that has done so much for the broadcast community. And even as a fellow Italian American, only one person would really honor her. And before I go into a ghosty time, I can hear John Facenda say,
Facenda.
Do you hear the voice and the force of the wind? Jerry, go face them and fight them. Be savage again. I love you.
Amazing. I love
very,
you too.
Very, very, very much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, right here on these WBN stations, which includes our multimedia of Damon Looks, we will have an outstanding show. A young lady that has done so much work for us. Another person that is, just, her feet are just as busy as Jerry's. Her name is Angela Thomas-Smith, former commissioner and honorable in that stature. Right, Jerry? A woman of outstanding greatness. Her show is called Walking in Purpose tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here at WBNN. And we have advertising through In Ghosty Time Multimedia. We are Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest at In Ghosty Time. Ola Dele Malay Ghosty at Facebook. And any comments, suggestions, or work program tonight, Ola Dele, gmail.com. And I am the 2000, proudly, right, Jerry, the 2022. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect and the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrining, the 2021 Producing Enshrining. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite. Ola Dele Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that have the audacity to support us on a constant basis. We are proud of our soldiers and sailors. Thank you so much. To the 57 countries translated in 49 different languages. We are proud of that since 2015. I am almost broken up on just what we have done, you know, as a community of broadcasters to show like Beverly Nation's shield, to be the beacon of light on all the world, to perform a constant commitment to excellence that shines across the world and be able to be the one and only. No, not one. WBNN. No, not one. And now I have the outstanding honor to tell you who this person is. Not only New Jersey Jewel, represents all of New Jersey from Patterson to Cape May. The 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 Broadcasting Enshrining to that outstanding academy, but to our personal academy, the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year. With all Excelsior Anna Waddell Award recipient. The Jersey Jewel again, Jerry Petito. The mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. I love you. Sarandon, I'm going to read a special poem for you tonight. I wrote this entitled It Jesus, and I'm dedicating it to you, sweetheart. So many religions have surfaced today. Most of us wonder which one's the right way. You won't find them in there because God said it clear. You won't work your way into heaven, my dear. Most big religions have put God away. They want your alliance and what you can pay. With Jesus nailed upon that cross, before his last breath he took, his words were spoken for us to hear. It is finished, and left us his book. I'm not ashamed to proclaim his name. I'm not ashamed. It's God I claim. The world stirs hate, but God stirs love. The world's lost faith. It's found up above. The world says God's a myth. The world says God is fake. God says I'm really here. God says I'm no mistake. The lost are broken. The broken are lost. Condemning your soul, not sparing the cost. God says, listen, I'm here for you. Just come to me. I'll make you new. When Jesus said it is finished, they took him off that cross. He rose from the dead so your soul wasn't lost. He no longer dangles on the cross from that day. He's free from that cross. Jesus now made the way. We wear a cross because we're his kid to be reminded what this man did. Come as you are and don't pretend. He knows all things beginning to end. I cried out one night, whoever's out there, please show me the truth. Does anyone care? It was then that I heard him as clear as can be. I'm here and I care. I made you for me. You are not alone. I will lead the way. I'll never leave you. Your price I did pay. I'll protect you and guide you as long as you want. Tell me your sorrows. I'm your confidant. I'm your heavenly father. You're my earthly kid. There was a price on you to the highest of bid. It was then that I marked you and said you were mine. I knew at that moment you were made to shine. I'll never put rules on the way you should live. I gave you free will. From my life I did give. You have the choice. The choice is yours. There are two choices behind the doors. One choice is distant. It will only bring pain. One choice is closer. It will bring gain. The cross I was nailed to for you. Not in religious name. It was you that I knew. Self-righteous will pay. Trust me on this. If they ever judge you, them I'll dismiss. Everyone sins. That's why I came. No one is better than you in my name. Self-righteous will perish. I won't call them home. Stay humbled and loyal. In heaven you'll roam. I can't come to you till you let me in. I'll open my arms and I'll cleanse your sin. God, I do thank you for sending your son to shed his blood for me. Then he said it was done. When Jesus took up the cross, he died on it for you. You now need to accept him so he can make you new. Ask him to take over because you are way too weak. I promise strength he'll give you if only Jesus you seek. It is finished were his last words. His flocks will now be saved marching in herds. It is finished. I know he said, now you can live and not be dead. Ask Jesus to free you of bondage Satan holds. Ask Jesus to stand guard as the Bible now unfolds. All that was written is being played out. Will you be ready or will you have doubt? Will you be ready the day he returns or left behind to feel the burns? My prayer is this, that you take heed to know the reason this man did bleed. The time is near, it really is. Will you be ready to say you're his? I hope you will, guys. Thank you, everyone, and God bless you.